I've got a piece today called Biscuits by Jay Snyder. He wrote it in 2002.
Biscuits. I like biscuits.
Oh,
biscuits. Everybody likes biscuits, don't they?
They do. Yeah, yeah, they do. It's good stuff. You know who else likes biscuits?
Tri-State Livestock News.
Yeah, they love biscuits because they love morning.
I'm sure they do. They like everybody to get their morning copy of Tri-State Livestock News and their cup of coffee, and their day is set.
That's right. That's right. And it's all found in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's filled with ranching information, everything you need about livestock news. It's right in one place. Make sure that you're subscribed so you can be receiving it at your house, and you can sit there, have some biscuits and gravy, cup of coffee, and read Tri-State Livestock News.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board encourages you to pick up a copy of the Explore Valentine or go online to visitvalentine.org. Find out about some hidden gems like Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, one of the Great Plains top 50 ecotourism sites, numerous shallow lakes for fishing, perch, bluegill, bass, northern pike, and even some bullfrogs. They're open year-round. Ice fishing doesn't get any better than in these crystal-clear waters. So check it out. Visit valentine.org. Let's learn about biscuits.
I've been eating biscuits for nigh on 50 years, so I figure a biscuit expert I am, and I'm probably the leading authority on gravy, jellies, and jam. Biscuits come in a host of shapes. They'll appear in a number of sizes, and my favorite time for their consumption is just before the old sun rises. Their shape for sure means nothing, but size is another matter. On a good day, I'll eat 6 or 8, and most times it's the latter. The ingredients of which a biscuit is made will tend to vary greatly. There's buttermilk, plain, and sourdough. Can't say I've turned one down lately. I've had big ones and small ones. Some seem to swell up in your throat. Some so light they seem to float. A large percentage would sink a boat. I've topped them with gravy so creamy and smooth, shoveled them full of strawberry jam. I'll not forget them with Briar Rabbit syrup or Grandma's Great Country Ham. Grandma's biscuits outshined them all, even the great ones. Hers were above, because Grandma had one special ingredient. Every biscuit had a cupful of love. Those early morning breakfasts in my memory will never fade. My favorite kind of biscuits are the ones my grandma made, by Jay Snyder.
There's a little something called Dad's Turn Out All Right. Now, I don't know the author on this. I wish I did. If you send something to us and you do know the author, please include it so we can give credit in there. But Dad Turns Out All Right. I know it's old enough that it was typed on a piece of paper. It wasn't on a keyboard and a computer printer.
Yep. Okay.
So 4 years, my dad can do anything. 7 years old, my dad knows a lot, a whole lot. 8 years, dad doesn't know quite everything. 12-year-olds, oh, well, naturally, father doesn't understand. 14 years old, father, hopelessly old-fashioned. At 21 years old, oh, that man is out of date. What would you expect? At 25 years old, he comes up with a good idea now and then. When you're 30 years old, you must find out what dad thinks about it. At 35 years old, a little patience. Let's get dad's input first. When you're 50 years old, what would dad have thought about that? And when you're 60 years old, I wish I could talk it over with dad one more time. It's called Dad's Turn Out All Right.
Here's something Bob Jansen shared. Bob's from Crookston, Nebraska. The weary salesman knocked on another door, fully expecting to have it slammed in his face. Sure enough, the older woman who answered became instantly angry. Once she figured out why he was there, she actually went to slam the door. The door bounced back open, and the woman shouted, "Get your foot out of the door!" "Ma'am," the salesman began when the woman again tried to slam the door in his face. Once again, it bounced back open. "I said, get your foot out of my door," the woman yelled. One more time, she tried to slam the door, and one more time it bounced open. "Ma'am," the salesman started again. "I want you off my property," the woman screamed. She tried to slam the door a fourth time, only for it to bounce open again. "Ma'am," he yelled as he beat a hasty retreat down the sidewalk, "you'll be able to close your door if you move your cat out of the way." She needed to just stop and take a moment there.
No animals were harmed in the recording of this story. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.